Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mandel, alongside analyst Richard Pollock and producer Michael Remus. And it was Gail McDonald night here at MTS Center as Miss McDonald, who none of us actually know, was the Safeway $1 million contest, and had Matthew Perreault scored one more goal, and he got very close.
He did.
Very close. She would have won $1 million today as the Jets defeated the Florida Panthers by an 8-2 margin in what was a laugher from really from the get-go tonight.
Yeah, you know, Drew wasn't that close today. Gail McDonald, or as Izzy called her, Gail Robinson.
Yeah.
Not sure who that was, but...
it's her maiden name, apparently. Izzy knows her well.
Yeah. No, the game wasn't really close, and it wasn't close from the outset. Florida's in the middle of a long road trip here, and the Jets came back, and the Jets played against high-quality teams, and there's two ways to go in that one, and Paul Maurice did a nice job here. The one is to have a letdown against a team that's, you know, same amount of points as the Jets, but obviously in a weaker conference, and I think they caught him at a bad time, but the Jets are better than Florida is in any event. But what the Jets were able to do is keep up the intensity and style of play that they had against LA and Anaheim, and that was on display early.
That's right.
As soon as you get an advantage and you get Luongo, you chase Luongo out of the game, and Florida knows they're not coming down from 4-1 and in the middle of this road trip and against a team like, and a guy like Hutchinson has been playing really well, and against a team like the Jets, who sure they blow leads, but you know they're playing against a different quality of team here, and it was a different style of play tonight and a great performance by Winnipeg, obviously, you know, spearheaded by Matthew Perreault and Dustin Byfuglien.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You know, and the Florida Panthers were coming off a road trip through Western Canada where they had swept, where they'd won in Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary. So it's not the end of the world for them if they have a bit of a letdown game. And like you said, they didn't have anything in the tank tonight. No fight. And, I mean, the Jets took advantage of them. And congratulations. You mentioned praise to Paul Maurice. It's his 500th NHL win as a head coach here. So congratulations to the Jets head coach, Paul Maurice, on getting his 500th win in an 8-2 game. Matthew Perreault with four goals. Dustin Byfuglien with two goals. Jay Harrison with a goal, and Evander Kane with the final goal, and we'll talk about the goals. As this started off by Matthew Perreault, he scores his first of the game, his 12th of the year, at the 7:24 mark of the first period. Assist to Zach Bogosian and Michael Frolik. Real nice pass from behind the Panthers' net by Zach Bogosian to Matthew Perreault.
It was a nice pass. You know, when you have defensemen behind the offensive net, it kind of throws off the coverage. First off, bad turnover by Jonathan Huberdeau at the blue line, and that's what things happen when you're not going on a night like this. You make small errors, and that's a big error probably, and then a smaller error turns into a big error. And Huberdeau makes a turnover, puck gets back behind the net to Bogosian. Dylan Olsen, for reasons unbeknownst to me, and maybe because Bogosian is a defenseman and he didn't have the read correct there because Gudbrandsson was actually on the boards, so two defense were on the same side of the ice. Olsen decides to take the behind-the-net route, which never makes any sense as a defenseman, right? Like, why would you go behind the net? You always stay in front if you're concerned about it. Goes behind the net. Gudbrandsson's behind him, so he's not aware of where Gudbrandsson is. Perreault pops in front of the net, and he's probably, like, I'm molested. He's probably thinking to himself, how do I get this open? Nice pass by Bogosian. Perreault puts it in 1-0.
Yeah, exactly right. Perreault was wide open there. Yeah. Luongo's coming across the crease to try and get in position. Perreault just sort of goes the other way that Luongo was coming from, and he had the open net to shoot at. Jets made it 2-0 exactly 4 minutes later. It comes on the power play. It's Matthew Perreault with his 13th of the year, his second of the night. Assist to Brian Little and Dustin Byfuglien. This play is really all started by Dustin Byfuglien and a great hustle play at the blue line to keep the puck in when it looked like it was going to leave the zone, I thought.
Well, the play actually starts, the goal starts when Dmitry Kulikov decides to make a backhand flip pass in his own zone and then results in a penalty.
Right.
Jets get on the power play, and as you mentioned, Drew Byfuglien keeps the puck in on his backhand on the left side, on his off wing on the power play, comes down, quickly makes a pass to Little, who exposes that's a scouting reporter just reacting. I can't really tell, but they were able to pierce through that seam there. Little makes a quick pass to Perreault, and Perreault's able to pop it in on the weak side on the Jets, kind of, you know, the Jets' new umbrella 1-3-1 system there, and it's 2-0. So good execution there, and taking advantage of a bad turnover. And again, you know, young Kulikov's not that young anymore, but you look at Huberdeau and Kulikov, two mistakes, right? Like, these are mistakes that lead to goals. They're not the direct reason for the goals, necessarily.
Right.
But they start the play.
Sure. After 20 minutes, it's 2-0, and we didn't really expect that it was going to turn into what it turned into.
No, not really.
The Jets did control the first period for the most part.
They did. The shots were 12-10. I mean, I thought he had those mistakes, right? I don't think the play was that much to the Jets' advantage. I thought it was kind of a slow period, you know, back and forth, and the Florida was skating all right for a team on the road, but they... That third goal really pushed them over the edge.
That's right. The third goal comes at the 3:39 mark of the second period. Dustin Byfuglien gets his first of the game, his 10th of the year, second point in the game, assist to Mark Scheifele and Ben Sherratt here. And it just seemed like everybody was waiting for Byfuglien to pass as he's coming down the left-hand side over here, the right-hand side of Roberto Luongo. And everyone's playing pass. And he says, well, you know, I'll just shoot it bar down.
Right. He's got a really good shot, obviously. So you have to be aware of that on the scouting report. McKenzie and Kopecky go to the same guy here. That's a mistake. And then you got Gudbrandsson, who's playing a 3-on-2. But, you know, he has to play the pass. He played it kind of like a 2-on-1.
Yeah.
Gudbrandsson here. Like, he played it like he took the pass away. Because it's, on a 2-on-1, you're going to take the pass on that formation there. 3-on-2, though. So, like, he kind of cheated to Perreault in the middle. I believe it was Perreault. I'm going to take my notes here quickly. It was Perreault. So he cheats to Perreault. But, like, Byfuglien's not really making that pass to Perreault. And if he is, it's a tough angle, right, on the left side with the left-handed shot. And when he backs off of Byfuglien, as you mentioned, it's like, hey, okay, I'll shoot it. It's like, if you're going to give me the shot, I'll shoot it. And he picked the corner, 3-0.
I thought Byfuglien, it looked like he was sort of playing pass for the most part. And it just sort of,
on a 2-on-1, you got to veer in the middle there a little bit more than maybe take the guy. But a 3-on-2, you got to read the situation. And Gudbrandsson and Olsen were victimizes again and again tonight. That's the third pairing for Florida. Mm-hmm. And they swapped him for a second there a bit in the second, but good execution by the Jets. You take what they give you.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
The Panthers had a little bit of a fight back. They made it 3-1 a couple minutes later. Dave Boland gets his first of the year. Talk about bad contracts. Thomas Fleischmann and Dylan Olsen with the assist.
I actually think he was bad tonight of all the Panthers, but yeah, it's a bad contract.
I mean, he's getting you expect more than one goal in game number 42.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Right. No. This one is, we were sort of debating up here. We thought that maybe Jay Harrison knocked it past.
He knocked some of it, but Boland put it in.
It was a goal mouth scramble. No. Not Jets really didn't look great on this
Stuart
play.
And Harrison fronted, right? But the problem was that Bergenheim gets behind and misses an opportunity. Boland comes from the side. They still don't get back in time. Boland gets the rebound. So Harrison and Stewart both can't have that many guys behind them. And if they're going to let one guy behind them, they better block the shot.
That's right. Or tie up the stick, especially, because it wasn't a bang-bang rebound, like you said. It was sort of sitting in front of them for an extra split
Bergenheim
second.
Bergenheim got there first. So, I mean, again, you can't have two guys get to the puck before you.
Right. So it's 3-1 at that point in time, and maybe the Panthers are going to come back, but no, the Jets certainly stepped on their throats once and final time.
Yeah.
A minute and 8 seconds later, Dustin Byfuglien, his second of the game, his third point on the night, assist to Andrew Ladd and Jim Slater. It's a nice pass from Slater to Buff as Buff's coming off the bench on the line change.
Give and go.
Yeah, and then a give and go with Andrew Ladd, and right. I mean, he looks like he's taking it around the net, and he catches Roberto Luongo cheating a little bit behind the goal and slips it in short side.
Yeah, I mean, Luongo's got to have that. Nifty play by Byfuglien. Credit to Byfuglien. And credit to Peluso here. Peluso boxes out Campbell. And Brian Campbell, not the biggest guy, certainly not bigger than Anthony Peluso, can't get out. So that opportunity is there because of that. Kind of a subtle play.
Yeah, so it's 4-1 at that point in time. That was the end of the night for Roberto Luongo. It was obvious the Panthers didn't have it, so you might as well bring Al Montoya in. So the Jets fans did give him a nice ovation when he came in, which was nice. And everyone was in a good mood at that point in time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's 4-1. The Jets get Matthew Perreault gets his third of the game, so the Jets get to see another hat trick. It comes at the 15:23 mark of the second period. This makes it 5-1. Assist to Toby Enstrom and Mark Scheifele. And when the goal went in, nobody was quite sure if it was Enstrom's or if it was Perreault's.
And they didn't announce it until about two whistles later or a whistle
there
later?
There was a penalty in between there, was it not?
It might have been, yeah. And it was on an icing, I believe. They actually threw the hats on the ice. So that was a little bit of...
So we were waiting. They obviously were looking to see if Matthew Perreault got his stick on it. The off-ice officials determined that he did.
Makes the goal more excusable because it's kind of a wobbler from Enstrom from the point, and Perreault just on his guy just tips the puck and it goes in.
The puck sort of bounces off the ice, and not a great goal by any stretch of the imagination. You want that Al Montoya to have that one. Yeah. But Matthew Perreault gets the hat trick, so the Jets fans are rejoicing. And, of course, the hats were thrown on the ice at that point in time.
I haven't seen that before. The hats were thrown on the ice 3 minutes later.
Yeah, it's sort of a delayed reaction, certainly. Yeah. And then even if they went back and changed the video review after, it wasn't going to matter because the Jets made it 6-1. Yeah. 1 minute and 9 seconds later, Matthew Perreault gets his fourth of the game. Mm-hmm. Assist to Michael Frolik on this one. Frolik really with a breakaway.
Well, Frolik picks the puck off Campbell. Just lets him get the puck off him. Come on. I mean, you got to play harder than that. Brian Campbell. Good play by Frolik. Smart player. We know that. Frolik, this is the part about Brian Campbell. You're just like, what the heck's going on here? Brian Campbell gets a puck picked off him, and I realize the score at this point, it's a little bit out of hand. Frilly comes in, misses on the breakaway. Rebound, Campbell plays that soft too.
Yeah.
Perreault comes right in, puts it in. And it's just like,
just sort of takes
you're a Florida fan, you're like, what the heck's Brian Campbell doing out there? But Perreault was everywhere tonight. And that was just captured. I mean, he's on the rebound there. He had a chance later on. He could have had 6 goals tonight.
Wow, he certainly he got close. Yeah. You're right. There were a couple other opportunities in the third period. So after 40 minutes, the Jets have a commanding, let's say, a 6-1 lead. And the only thing that's going to matter now is goes back to the Gail McDonald talking about. If Matthew Perreault gets his 5th goal, she would have won $1 million. And it really, 3 minutes into the third period,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Gail McDonald, I don't know her, but she must have been on pins and needles because Matthew Perreault comes in unaccosted on a breakaway. 3 minutes into the third period.
Goes back at fivefold and almost slips it through Montoya. Just misses.
Yeah. And, I mean, you could
Montoya
see
Montoya wouldn't have been a guy he played with in the past because they weren't here together at the same time. So it wouldn't have been kind of a I have the book on you move.
But, that's right. Yeah. Anyways, it comes that close. So it's 6-1 Jets. They make it 7-1. Jay Harrison with a point shot. His third of the year. Assist to Mark Stewart. 2-point night for Jim Slater. So that's always nice to see for played well tonight.
They did. And Slater got more of an opportunity, Thorburn and Peluso. Slater wins a draw. Stewart, left side, right over to Harrison, one-timer, puts it through. I mean, Goodbrunson maybe screening the goalie a bit here, but, I mean, that's Montoya's got to have that one. Yeah. There's not a tip there or anything.
No. The Florida Panthers, everybody on the Florida Panthers was bad today.
Yeah, there's a couple guys who were okay, but you're right, Drew.
Yeah, it's all relative.
Everybody in the Jets was going today,
right? So it's 7-1 at that point in time. Panthers make it 7-2. Brad Boys gets his 9th of the year, assist to Huberto and Barkov. I don't really even remember
So Peluso makes a pass to Buff. It's not a good pass. He puts in the skates. But the best part about this goal, forget the tic-tac-toe. Barkov actually makes this play. He makes a nice kind of pass to Huberto. Quickly gets it to Boys, and Boys puts it in. Roof and makes it, 7-2. But the best part about this goal is that the Jets are up 7-1 and Bufflin's trying to join the rush to get into the third goal, right? Like Bufflin misses a puck. It wasn't a good pass, but, he is going. He wants to get number 3. So that was a funny part of it. But, nothing. You don't really analyze these goals too much.
7-2 at this point in time. And the Evander Kane makes it 8-2 at the 13:47 mark of the third period. It's on the power play assist to Toby Enstrom and Adam Lowry. And the Jets put this one to bed. Not that they didn't before, anyways.
It's a similar spot to where Perreault scored from earlier in the game, but the game's over at this point. And Kane fires a wrist shot, great wrist shot. We know that from on the power play. And credit to Kane, credit to Harrison. None of those guys were over celebrating when they were dominating the game.
No, that's right. They did it classy at that point in time. Looking at the Jets, had a lot of point getters tonight. Matthew Perreault obviously gets 4 goals. Dustin Byfuglien 2 goals and an assist. Toby Enstrom 2 assists. Mark Scheifele 2 assists. Michael Frolik 2 assists. Jim Slater 2 assists. Mark Stewart with 1 assist. Ladd with an assist. Lowry with an assist. Little with an assist. Harrison with a goal. I think that's everybody. Ben Sherrod with an assist. Zach Bogosian with an assist.
Here's the most important.
Blake Wheeler. No points.
Yeah, that's what happens in these kind of games.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
The top players don't score. I'd say important notes. Slater, 13:31 of ice time. Thorburn, 11:08. And Anthony Peluso had
11:11.
That's important because you're playing back-to-back Dallas, Chicago, 2 division rivals. I think Dallas was leading 5-3 last check. I don't think Chicago was playing tonight.
No, Chicago's actually off since Sunday.
Okay.
So they have 5 days. They're waiting for the Jets for 5 days.
You want to be able to spread out ice time. You're in the middle of 7 and 11 here,
yeah.
And that's important. So that's to me is as important as the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. More than the points and everything else, the fact that they were able to roll 4 lines. I mean, Dustin Byfuglien leads all defense with 25, which isn't anything. Yeah. That's 20 for most guys, even less. It's not a taxing. And this wasn't a taxing game for anybody.
It wasn't.
I mean, I don't think Florida threw a body check all game, or if they did, it was very few.
There was nothing in terms of scuffles. You're right about that.
So this was an easy win for the Winnipeg Jets. You don't get very many of them in the course of the season. Actually, last time Florida was here, I think the Jets won 7-2.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, yeah. That was a while back, but that was same kind of performance, kind of over before the middle of the game.
That's right. So good win for the Jets.
Yeah, great win. I mean, you're looking at it. You're taking this and running.
Yeah.
You're going to feel good about yourself after a moderately successful road trip. I think a really solid road trip. A little ups and downs, but you've got 3-6. That's solid.
Yeah.
Now you take this game. If you can go on the road, get 2-4, it's been a successful run here.
Well, especially because you probably looked at this week. You got the 4 games this week.
Yeah.
You probably think you should get 6 out of 8 points. You should probably
you should get 6 out of 8.
You should
beat Arizona.
Beat Arizona next Sunday
and take 2-4 on this.
2 out of 4, either in Dallas or Chicago.
Yeah.
So it started poorly back in Arizona last Thursday.
Yeah.
But things are, you know, they've certainly weathered that storm.
They're mentally tougher than they used to be.
Oh, far. It's not even the, yeah. It's not even the same ballpark. It's a completely different team with the same players. Anyways, that's it for us from the MTS Center press box. We remind you, tomorrow evening, NHL midweek, Mike Hyka of the Dallas Morning News is going to join us to preview the Stars-Jets game. For Dave Manuk, who's doing yeoman's work on IllegalCurve.com, and Ezra Ginsberg, who's getting audio from the Jets and the Panthers dressing room, for analyst Richard Pollock and producer Michael Remus, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.